Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mamre by Avram Goldhar, and today we're Zechus Baba Basra, Daf Ein Zayin, the fifth perek on Moichras Hasfina. This perek has been generously sponsored by Rabbi Yecheskel and Anat Hartman, Lezeichen Nishmas Hagon Rabbi Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, in honor of the publication of the Sefer Nechusei Yama, his Shiurim, on this perek. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, a Maimar says the halacha follows Rebbe, that osios are acquired with Masir without a shtar. Toso says the opposite girsa. Although he said this is known from Gemara, meaning tradition, Ravashi said, Svora namihu, it's also logic, the osios mile ninu, because osios, meaning the debt in the shtar, are mere intangible words, umile bemilo miknin, and words cannot be acquired with mere words. Therefore, a shtar of sale cannot be necessary for acquiring a shtar chov. This is challenged from Rav Huna's ruling that if a seller wrote a shtar of sale for a field before selling it, Kevin Shechisik Zebrakarka, once the buyer made a kinyan chazaka in the land, nikna shtar b'komakmishu, the shtar is acquired to him wherever it is, even if it's not inside the field. As the Mishnah teaches, that metaltin are acquired along with karka with money, shtar, or chazaka. Although no physical kinyan was made on the shtar, the buyer acquires it through the seller's mere agreement, proving that words can be acquired with words. The Gemara answers, Agav Shani, acquiring along with land is different because the kinyan made on the land is effective for the shtar as well. Point number two, the Gemara demonstrates the ability of Agav to acquire things along with a land acquisition more than an ordinary kinyan. The Hamad Be'edula nikne b'chalipin because a coin, which cannot be acquired with chalipin, but Agav Ara nikne yet can be acquired along with land. This is seen from the incident in which Rav Papa had 12,000 dinarim of his with someone Beit Chozai, and Rav Papa transferred the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, who was traveling to Beit Chozai, Agav Asifa de Beise, along with the threshold of his house, which Rav Shmuel rented from Rav Papa. The people of Beit Chozai would not have given the money to Rav Shmuel if he had not acquired it, since they would be responsible for the money's loss until it reached Rav Papa. When Rav Shmuel was returning with the money, Rav Papa went out to Tavach to greet him because of his happiness that the money was being delivered. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Machras had semen or Machras had baka. One who sold a yoke, he did not automatically sell the cattle together with it. Machras had baka or Machras had semen. If he sold the cattle, he didn't automatically sell the yoke. Yehuda says, Hadami Modin, sometimes the price indicates what the sale included. For example, if the buyer said, sell me your yoke for 200 zuz, Hadavi Yadua she'ain hatzemed b'masayim zuz. It's well known that a yoke alone is not sold for 200 zuz, and he must have included the cattle as well. The Chachamim respond, Ein Hadamim Raya, the price is not a proof. The Gemara says that if in this location people call a yoke, yoke, and cattle, cattle, it's obvious that the cattle is not included since he only said yoke. If they readily call the cattle yoke, all would agree that the cattle is sold with the yoke, as indicated by the price. Rather, the case is ba'asur the kar le'litzimta tzimta le'bakar bakar, in a place where they call yoke, yoke, and cattle, cattle, vikanami the kar le'bakar tzimta, but there are also some who call cattle yoke. Rav Yehuda says the high price indicates that the seller is a person who calls both together yoke, and the Chachamim say the price is not sufficient proof. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, a Maimar says the halacha follows Rebbe, that osios are acquired with Masira without a shtar. Toso says the opposite girsa. Although he said this is known from Gemara, meaning tradition, Ravashi said, Svora namihu, it's also logic, the osios mile ninu, because osios, meaning the debt in the shtar, are mere intangible words, umile bemilo miknin, and words cannot be acquired with mere words. Therefore, a shtar of sale cannot be necessary for acquiring a shtar chov. This is challenged from Rav Huna's ruling that if a seller wrote a shtar of sale for a field before selling it, Kevin Shechisik Zebrakarka, once the buyer made a kinyan chazaka in the land, nikna shtar b'komakmishu, the shtar is acquired to him wherever it is, even if it's not inside the field. As the Mishnah teaches, that metaltin are acquired along with karka with money, shtar, or chazaka. Although no physical kinyan was made on the shtar, the buyer acquires it through the seller's mere agreement, proving that words can be acquired with words. The Gemara answers, Agav Shani, acquiring along with land is different because the kinyan made on the land is effective for the shtar as well. Point number two, the Gemara demonstrates the ability of Agav to acquire things along with a land acquisition more than an ordinary kinyan. The Hamad Be'edula nikne b'chalipin because a coin, which cannot be acquired with chalipin, but Agav Ara nikne yet can be acquired along with land. This is seen from the incident in which Rapapa had 12,000 dinarim of his, was summoned Beit Chozai, and Rapapa transferred the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, who was traveling to Beit Chozai, Agala Sifa de Beise, along with the threshold of his house, which Rav Shmuel rented from Rapapa. The people of Beit Chozai would not have given the money to Rav Shmuel if he had not acquired it, since they would be responsible for the money's loss until it reached Rapapa. When Rav Shmuel was returning with the money, Rapapa went out to Tavach to greet him because of his happiness that the money was being delivered. And point number three, the next Mishnah states, Machras had semen or Machras had baka. One who sold a yoke, he did not automatically sell the cattle together with it. Machras had baka or Machras had semen. If he sold the cattle, he didn't automatically sell the yoke. Yehuda says, Hadami Modin. Sometimes the price indicates what the sale included. For example, if the buyer said, sell me your yoke for 200 zuz, Hadavi Yadua She'en Hatzemed B'Masayim Zuz. It's well known that a yoke alone is not sold for 200 zuz, and he must have included the cattle as well. The Chachamim respond, Ein Hadamim Raya. The price is not a proof. The Gemara says that if in this location people call a yoke, yoke, and cattle, cattle, it's obvious that the cattle is not included, since he only said yoke. If they readily call the cattle yoke, all would agree that the cattle is sold with the yoke, as indicated by the price. Rather, the case is ba'asu the karle le'tzimta tzimta le'bakar bakar, in a place where they call yoke, yoke, and cattle, cattle, Vikanami the Karl Bakatsimda, but there are also some who call cattle yoke. Rebuta says the high price indicates that the seller is a person who calls both together yoke, and the Chami say the price is not sufficient proof. Alright, so now we go to a simon daf ein zayin, and our standard simon is an aes, a goat, so here goes. The brilliant goat herder who came up with the svara that mili b'mili l'miknin, when looking at his goat eat a star, made up of osios, and used the kinyan agav to transfer money to a friend that was kept in a faraway place, told someone who bought a goat leash from him for the exorbitant price of 200 zuz that a goat was not included in the sale since ain't a damim raya. Once again, slow motion. The brilliant goat herder, that must be one daf. Ein Zion, a goat. The brilliant goat herder who came up with the svara that mile b'mile l'miknim when looking at his goat eat a star made up of osios, which reminds us, a maimer says the lacha falls Rebbe that osios are acquired with mesira without a star. Toso says the opposite of Girsa. Although he said that this is known from Gemara, meaning tradition, Ravashi said svar namihu. It's also logic. The osios mili nino, because the osios, meaning the debt in the star, are mere intangible words. Umile b'mile l'miknim, and words cannot be acquired with mere words. Therefore, a star sale cannot be necessary for acquiring a shtar chov. So the brilliant goat herder who came up with the svara that mile b'mile l'miknim when looking at his goat eat a shtar made up of osios and use a kinyan agav to transfer money to a friend that was kept in a faraway place, which reminds us, the Gemara demonstrates the ability of agav to acquire things along with a land acquisition more than an ordinary kinyan. The Hamad Be'ed Lo Niknim Be'chalipin, because a coin which cannot be acquired with Chalipin, the Agav Ara Nikna, yet can be acquired along with land. This is seen from the incident in which Rav Papa had 12,000 dinarim of his with someone in Beit Chozai, and Rav Papa transferred the money to Rav Shmuel Bar Acha, who was traveling there, Agav Asifa de Beise, along with the threshold of his house, which Rav Shmuel rented from Rav Papa. So the brilliant goat herder who came up with the svara that mile b'mile l'miknim when looking at his goat eat a shtar made up of osios and used a kinyan agav to transfer money to a friend that was kept in a faraway place, told someone who bought a goat leash from him for the exorbitant price of 200 zuz that a goat was not included in the sale since ain't a damim raya, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas of damim modin, if the price indicates what's included in the sale. The Chachamim hold ain't a damim raya, the price is not a proof. So once again, the brilliant goat herder who came up with the svara that mile b'mile l'miknim when looking at his goat eat a shtar made up of osios and used a kinyan agav to transfer money to a friend that was kept in a faraway place, told someone who bought a goat leash from him for the exorbitant price of 200 zuz that a goat was not included in the sale since ain't a damim raya. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf ayin gimel. So the simmer daf ayin gimel is a giant ostrich egg. So here goes. The sailors in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg. Giant ostrich egg? That must moron duff. Ein gimel. The sailors in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other, which reminds us. The fifth paragraph begins by listing which items are sold along with a ship. After the mission is explained and a brisa lists more items, the Gemara begins the famous Agadita of wondrous stories mostly told by Rabbi Bar Chana. He related that seafarers told him there are 300 parsos between waves, and each wave is 300 parsos tall, and they were once lifted so high by a wave that they could see a small star's resting place and were nearly burned by its heat. They then shared what they overheard one wave say to the other. So the sailors of the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other were amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another, which reminds us, the Gemara relates what happened to Hermin the Shade pouring wine from one cup to the other while jumping between two mules. So the sailor in the ship shaped like a giant ostrich egg that was being tossed among giant waves that were talking to each other. We're amazed when they saw a demon off in the desert jump between two mules while pouring wine from one cup to another, while geese above were losing their feathers and streams of oil were flowing from beneath them. Which reminds us, Rabbi Baruch Hanan reported traveling the desert and seeing geese whose feathers fell out because of their excessive fat and streams of their oil were flowing from beneath them. He asked them, and they showed him the portions which would be received in the future. Daf Ein Dalet, the Siman Daf Ein Dalet is an aid, a witness. So here goes. The witness, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Dalet, aid. The witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings Rabbi Baruch Hanan's sightings of those who died in the Midbar, Harsina, and those swallowed with Korach. So the witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert, as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground, was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea, which reminds the Gemara relates the precious stones at sea which divers try to get, and the fight between the sea monster and the raven. So the witness standing under the knee of a giant in the desert, as smoke emerged from two cracks in the ground, was terrified when he saw a sea monster clashing with a raven regarding a precious stone at sea, which landed next to an enormous female fish that was killed and salted for tzaddikim to consume in the future. Which reminds us, the Gemara relates the creation of the Leviathan and Behemos, and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to prevent their having offspring. Daf Ein Hei, so the similar Daf Ein Hei is an Amma Aretz. So here goes. The skeptical Amma Aretz, that must mean we're on Daf Ein Hei. The skeptical Amma Aretz, who died after seeing that, in fact, there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, which reminds us, Gemara brings the incident of the giant precious stones that were to be cut to be the gates of the future Yerushalayim, and the skeptical Talmud, who didn't believe Rabbi Yochanan, that such stones were possible. So the skeptical Amma Aretz, who died after seeing that, in fact, there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, went to Shemayim, where he was burned by the canopies of those greater than him. Which reminds, the Gemara tells of the future canopies for the tzaddikim, and how everyone will be nikve b'chupaso shel chaver, will burn by his fellow's chuppah, which is greater than his. So the skeptical Amma Aretz, who died after seeing that, in fact, there were massive precious stones and pearls cut to be the gates of Yerushalayim, went to Shemayim, where he was burned by the canopies of those greater than him, while someone back down on earth was making a kinyan on his boat from his heirs by pulling it out of its original place. Which reminds us, regarding acquiring a ship with Mashiach, Rav says, Kevin Shamashach Kolshuhu Kana, once the buyer pulled it even minimally, he acquired it, although the ship mostly occupies its original space. Shmuel says, Lo Kana Ashiim Shokaskula, he has not acquired it until he pulls all of it out of its original place. The Gemara suggests this Malchulokas parallels the Malchulokas between Tanaim about the requisite Mashiach for an animal. Daf Ein Vav, so the Simmer Daf Ein Vav is IV, intravenous. So here goes. The patient hooked up to an IV, IV? That must mean we're on Daf Ein Vav. The patient hooked up to an IV hallucinated that he was handing over letters in order to be Kona them, which reminds us. A Bryce is quoted, which is eventually amended to read, Svina Niknes b'Mashicha, a ship is acquired with pulling, Va'osios b'Masira, and letters, meaning a debt recorded in a shtar, are acquired with handing over, according to the Tanakama. Rabbi Nassin says, Svina b'Mashicha, Va'osios b'Shtar, a ship is acquired with Mashicha, and letters are acquired with a shtar, stating that the debt was transferred in addition to Masira. Both are acquired. So the patient hooked up to an IV hallucinated that he was handing over letters in order to be Kona them, while sitting on a ship in Rishus Rabbi, that someone was being Kona by having the boat's rope handed to him, which reminds us, Rebbe holds a ship is acquired with Masir in Rishus Rabbi and Mashicha in a Simta. So the patient hooked up to an IV hallucinated that he was handing over letters in order to be Kona them, while sitting on a ship in Rishus Rabbi, that someone was being Kona by having the boat's rope handed to him, as some rabbi stood nearby saying the kinyan won't work because the seller said, Lech, Meshoch, Ukni, which reminds us, the Rabbanan only disqualified Masira in Rishus HaRabim, where the seller said, Lech, Meshoch, Ukni. They hold his instruction was a kapeda in an insistence to be done specifically with Mashicha, so Masira is not effective. The Rashbam explains that the seller wanted to reserve the ability to retract during the time needed to perform Mashicha. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which Daf do we discuss precious stones at sea and the fight between the sea monster and the raven? That's on Daf Ein Dalet. Good. Number two, which Daf do we know that money can be acquired with Kenyan Agav but not through Kenyan Chalipin? That's on Daf Ein Zayin. Good. Number three, which Daf do we have a Malchokas if Osios Niknes B'Masira, a debt recorded in a shtar, is acquired with handing over? That's on Daf Ein Vav. Good number four. Which left with the incident of Hormi in the shade and his jumping between mules and pouring wine from one cup to another. That's on Daf. Ein Gimel. Good number five. Which daf do we learn about Rabbi Bar Chanina's sighting of those who died in the Midbar and those who are swallowed with Korach? That's on Daf. Ein Dal. Good number six. Which daf do we the Machlokas of Damim Modin? The price indicates what's included in the sale, or in a Damim Raya. The price is not proof. That's on Daf. Ein Zayin. Good number seven. Which daf do we learn that Rabbi Shimon says that one who is Makdish a field is also Makdish its carob and sycamore trees? That's on Daf. Iron off. Good number eight. Which something went about the Agadot of what the seafarers heard when one giant wave spoke to another? That's on Daf. Iron Gimel. Good number nine. Which stuff do we learn that Ravashi came up with the svara that mile b'mile lo miknin, words cannot be acquired with mere words? That's on Daf. Iron Zayin. Good number ten. Which stuff we machlok is whether a boat can be acquired by moving it a little or it requires being moved completely from its original position? That's on Daf. Ayin hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.